all the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
7 minutes after the hour, it's 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. We appreciate you listening to MaxWorldLive.com. If you're listening to us on TalkZone, you're listening to one of the best platforms for internet radio that there is in our country. If you are listening on Max World Live, you already know that we have a visual component to our product. Not a big deal. We don't try to be fancy with it. We just give you an opportunity to kind of see what we look like and see what our guests look like. And we have some fun. Every once in a while, we play a video or something like that. I've got a video that I'm playing right now of Rooster having a dinner party over at his house with all the friends that come over. They're all laying there in the rooster's nest. They really enjoy that.
Okay, let's get back to the... Come on.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk about safe money investing. Scott Turner, our financial expert's in the house, and we'll be talking about that as we continue. But I want to wrap up the conversation on gun control a little bit. And this is a story that comes out of Oklahoma that's kind of headlining the country right now and in a way kind of rallying a lot of gun owners.
It is. First statement, and I've been thinking about this, and we kind of got off track a little bit, but I do want to say this. I think the issue isn't the size of the gun. It's the right of the citizen. I think that's the best way to say it. It's not the size of the gun or how the gun operates. It's the right of the citizen to bear arms and decide if they want to have a firearm in their home of whatever size. If you don't, that's fine. That's your right. I have a right to do so. To hunt, I have a right to do so to protect myself and my family from scoundrels that are out there. Having said that, now, in Oklahoma, I believe it was Oklahoma City, but here's the short story. A pharmacist who worked for another company, but he was a pharmacist, was at behind the counter, and all of a sudden two men came in ski masks holding a gun and was attempting to rob him. He immediately pulls a 12-gauge shotgun, okay, out.
This is the guy that owns the store.
I think he works for the store owner.
Okay.
I think he's an employee, actually. And shoots one of the robbers, okay, and the other one runs out. Now, he doesn't know, and I did shoot, now this is after the fact, he did shoot the one person in the head, but he came back around, and I believe it was either three or four shells he unloads into the body, into the chest of the robber, okay? The question is this, did he have a right to fire the first one? Okay. And then the second question is, did he have a right to unload three to four more shells into the chest of the person laying on the ground?
Why did he do it? Did he say why he did it?
Well, that hasn't come out yet. Obviously, okay. It's too early in it. But here's what the county attorney or whatever city attorney's doing. Had he have stopped at the first shot, he'd gone home, had dinner, and cracked open a beer.
Because it would have been considered self-defense.
Immediately self-defense.
Was the robber armed also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And the question is, but so that it would have been a day. Okay, go home, crack open a beer, is done. He protected the property, protected himself, period, the end. But the fact that he went around the counter and unloaded three to four more shells into the chest of this individual... Now he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life, probably. Or at least they're prosecuting him.
All right. And
the question is, should he have gone and unloaded the other three shells? And should he at any point be prosecuted?
Well, okay. How do you fault him? How does the state or the attorney general or the county attorney or whoever the heck it is prosecuting this case say that five is different than one?
Well, the first thing that they're saying is this. Number one is to pull a gun and shoot somebody, you have to feel that your life is being threatened, okay?
Okay, and then he was armed,
And he was armed, yes. And so the attorneys are saying that he had taken the guy out, he was shot in the head, he was no longer a threat to this individual, and it was just over the top. I hate to use the term overkill, but I mean it was over the top to come around and shoot him again. Okay.
Was he dead after the first one?
No, he was not dead. He was not dead.
Then obviously he needed to be shot again.
That's interesting that you're taking this position, because that's exactly my position. I'm going to go around and I'm going to make sure the job's done.
And it's not a macho thing. I'm scared to death. Pissing my pants.
I'm going to go around and make sure the job's done.
Yeah, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger sitting there going, you'll do that again. I'm going to shoot you.
Well, here's the first thing that comes to my mind. I've read a couple of articles about meth and PCP and those types of drugs. There have been men, women too, for that matter, that have been shot numerous times while on those types of drugs. And, I mean, they just keep moving forward. They're still a threat to you.
That's right.
So did this guy didn't know whether this person was just feigning a little bit and then was going to flip over and start blowing him away again. So my position is he had every right. And there's an outcry from a large group of people in his community and in that state, and maybe across the United States, I don't know that for a fact, that are saying, guess what? He did the right thing. Thank God somebody's got the guts to stop thugs from killing people and robbing people and taking property that you and I have worked for.
Now, has this guy already been found guilty?
No, this just happened last week. So, no, he has not been found guilty. This is just the direction that the county attorneys are moving forward on him. Again, one shot, they would have called it a day. No big deal. Self-defense. But because he unloaded three and four more, and it was either four, might have been five, I don't remember, but it was several more.
Okay.
And killed him. Now he's going to be prosecuted
for murder.
For murder.
Now let me ask you this. Do we know whether he emptied the gun?
You know, that's the other thing, because I had somebody the other day say, well, you would have had to have reloaded a shotgun. If it's a single shot or a double barrel. I said, no, you don't understand. Remington 1100,
right,
you can put five and six shells in.
Right.
Okay? If you pull the plug, which is illegal, there are guidelines on how many shells you can have in the chamber of a shotgun, and state by state changes. I think in Iowa it's six. I think it's six in Iowa. But
my point is, if he unloaded, if he emptied that gun, he was obviously in a state of what? Shock, fear,
scared. I would be, because I've never had personal training on how to kill somebody.
Yeah, me neither.
Just how to protect myself.
That's correct.
My father would be different. Military men would be different, wouldn't they? You would think. Would you not think that they would be somewhat different?
Yes.
Okay, this guy was a vet.
Okay.
He was a pharmacist, but he was a vet.
Okay.
He was in Iraq.
Okay.
Now, as a pharmacist in Iraq, I'm wondering, did
he... You know that changes things for me, because anytime you involve a vet, those guys can do almost anything they want, and I think they get off.
Well, but somebody could pose the question to you, he should have better self-control. He's had the training.
How do we know the guy was... Well, of course, the problem is we need to find out whether the guy was scrambling, was he just laying there, Did he think the guy was still alive? Did he feel like he was still threatened?
Hold on a second. I love this, and I'm not bypassing your question. Brad's right. Give this guy a pass. He did the community a favor. You know what? Isn't it about time for individuals to have the guts to stop people from doing this kind of crap? I mean, people think they could just go in. When Mr. Yamamoto, an admiral in the Japanese army, said, you know what, I'm not invading the United States because there's a gun behind every blade of grass. Is that not the best deterrent that anybody could ever have?
But the liberals want to change that.
Yeah, but the liberals are dumbasses, okay?
Yeah, okay, but the liberals are in charge right now. Don't forget.
Well, I understand.
They may be dumbasses, but those dumbasses are controlling your smart...
It was interesting when Bill Clinton even postured for having gun control. At that time, Charlton Heston was the NRA president.
Right.
And in one of his speeches, which I love this speech, he said, Mr. Clinton, we don't trust you with our daughters or our wives, and we certainly are not going to trust you with our guns. And then it gets to the old saying, you will take my gun out of my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, I love that. I love that speech. We can probably find that on YouTube and play that for us.
Well, here's the thing. Again, and somebody said I'm full of BS earlier in this, and that's your right to think that way, and great, wonderful, knock yourself out. But let me tell you what. I don't know if you're a male or female Ustreamer, but let's just say you're a father, and somebody breaks into your house, and they're getting ready to rape your 12-year-old. I hope like hell you have the balls to take that sucker out. much like the guy here in central Iowa. We had the show on several weeks ago that the police shot and killed in, West Des Moines area.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this guy had gone in and raped woman after woman right in their bed, and the husbands were held at bay, okay? Nobody, with a knife or a gun, I don't know. Had one of them men had a shotgun, guess what? Might have got one, but he wouldn't have got the other five, would he? He would have had his head blown off from his nose up and not hurt another woman. You've got to stop this kind of activity, and that's what guns are for. It's my right to protect my life, the life of my family, and my property. I didn't say run down the street and chase after somebody and shoot them in the back, okay? I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is protecting life and protecting property.
The Second Amendment, it will become an issue, probably not in Obama's first administration, but should he be reelected, it will be in the second. If you don't think our rights to bear arms aren't going to change, you're wrong. You may say, well, it'll change a little here and a little there, but it won't be a big deal. Well, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's what the liberals want to do. They want to, one bite at a time, eat away at our rights to carry guns. Next time you talk to a congressman or a senator or a city councilman, or you want to sit down and vent, you want to sit in front of your computer and fire off an email, fire them off about your rights to bear arms. Whether you want to have a turd in the backyard or whether you simply want to have a hunting rifle in the closet. The Second Amendment should not be played with, and this administration is going to play with it. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, safe money investing. Where in God's name do you put your money nowadays? I always thought it was the stock market. I always thought it was the bond market. Thought my 401k was safe. My grandma may have had it right. It was the Folgers coffee can she had buried in the backyard at 219 Florence in Beatrice, Nebraska. Where is good, safe money investing? Scott Turner, one of our financial experts, will be in and up next, live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor, go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem." "That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So, you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Atchison Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Atchison Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Atchison Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Atchison Auto Works.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com.
23 minutes past the hour. Good morning. It is live in MaxWorldLive.com. If you haven't signed up for our VIP club, do so. There's a lot of benefits to us. Starting around the 1st of July, we will send you daily texts or emails or RSS or however you're hooked up to us about what the topic of the show today is. So you'll know if you can't catch it live, you can go back and podcast it or watch it later on live. We will also have special offers from local and national advertisers, and our requirement's going to be at least 50% off or one for one. So you won't be, you know, bombarded with a bunch of crappy little, you know, 10 cents off a dollar cup of coffee. You know, it's either going to be 50-50 or it's going to be one for one. And the third thing is we're going to give away internet radios because we believe that the future of you listening to what we now call radio is going to be over the internet. See, this is still radio. You know, in the beginning it was AM, and then it became FM, and then it was satellite, then it was HD. Now it's internet. It's the way quality programming is delivered to you. And right now, you know, there's not a lot of people who listen on the internet. They don't get it on their computer. Their browser isn't big enough. They don't have a computer where they sit and listen. They're not able to listen to the internet, the internet, yes, at work. Gets me, though. I've got a friend of mine who works at a place. They can't listen off the computer, but they can listen on a radio. Seriously, can listen on a separate box. Well, and it has to do with the network.
Okay, well, now that's understandable.
So we're going to start giving away and selling, by the way, these incredible VTech desktop internet radios. They're beautiful. They also allow you to put your iPod on there. They also have FM broadcasts, so you can listen to FM if you want. They're just wonderful. The ads will be on the website here soon. But if you register for the VIP Club, you'll be in the running to win one of those. I think we're going to give away one every month or so to everybody who new signed in and everybody who hasn't won yet. So please go to our VIP page at maxworldlive.com, and that's MacsWorldLive, maxworldlive.com, and sign up for our VIP Club. And at any time, you don't want to be a member, just unmember, unsign up. Just say no. Go ahead. Get away.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do
unregister
that at any time.
Or something. I don't know what it's called, but something like that.
You can do that at any time. We don't sell them. You have my word. We're not going to sell them. We're not going to give them to advertisers. They stay in house. It really is a listener club. It's for the listeners. It's you and me. And I appreciate it if you take the time and join MaxWorldLive.com VIP Club. All right, I want to introduce you to a fine young man. He does his own radio program here in Max World Live. His name is Scott Turner, and he's kind of a financial and investment expert. And today he's going to talk to us about safe money investing. And you're kind of a big on this too, Rooster. I mean, this is kind of your thing also.
That was my background for, 31 years, I guess. Boy, that's a scary thought. Makes you really feel old. Scott, good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, get up really close to that microphone so that I can hear you. I always want to hear what you have to say. It's been my background. And you know, all of us are watching the current economic conditions, and we hear all of these things. Scott, a couple of things that I wanted to ask you about, some safe money investments. I wanted to kind of pose scenarios to you, okay? Maybe even not specific companies or anything like that, but scenarios on how to protect money. I'm old. I'm in my 50s, okay? And there are other individuals, like in my family, they're in their 60s and 70s. What do you suggest? I mean, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all of them things that are out there in the market, we're seeing every day, you know, ups and downs, up and down. I'm at the end of my career, so to speak, and I don't want to run out of money. What are some of the products that you're suggesting to some of your clients to protect their money?
Well, statistically speaking, you know, annuity sales, which is through insurance companies, are up 167%. So to me, hands down, annuities, which is going to be the best.
An annuity. Okay, but define for me, what is an annuity? Because annuity, not everybody knows.
Okay, annuity is a contract through an insurance company. It is similar to a CD, much more liquid, has lot more potential for gain, less risk of loss.
Okay, I understand. Okay, what less risk for loss? Of course, there's a lot of folks out there going, okay, AIG and all this kind of stuff. What do you say to those folks? Wasn't that an insurance company, or was there some twist to that?
Well, AIG's issue wasn't on the investment and the insurance side. It was on their mortgage side. And there are companies that are struggling. We know that.
Right.
We're not going to mention names.
Right.
But there are several companies out there that are still going strong and are able to uphold their promises and have the surplus to guide us through and get people that are in retirement through the stages that they need to be in.
Now, an annuity, you said, is much like a CD.
Correct.
Okay, so like I've had CDs over the years,
right.
And they tell me that I can do a 6 month or a 90 days, not really, but 6 month, a year, 3 year, 5 years, and then they have jumbo CDs. If you put in over $100,000, I haven't seen $100,000 my whole life combined, so I don't even know what that would even look like. But you know, I know that they're out there, $100,000 for 5 years. So annuities are the same way. You can do it for a specific period of time and in an interest rate.
Yeah, what it is usually an annuity is going to be a 5, 10, maybe even a 7 to a 15-year contract. They're a longer-term investment compared to what a CD is going to be, but it's going to be a higher return.
Okay.
Guaranteed. There's going to be a floor on it and compared to a CD where you got unlimited potential.
Hold on. So there's a guarantee. So in other words, I might, and I'm just throwing a number out here. We don't know if this is right or not, but these are called annuities. Now, are there different types of annuities?
Yes. There's, you know, you got your fixed annuity, which is basically like from the insurance company, a promise me. They're going to give you a rate, and you're going to be locked into that rate for the guaranteed period of time from the insurance
company. Like 5% for 5 years.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Or you got your fixed index annuities, which is one of the things that are one of the hot spots in the market today.
Okay.
They're going to offer you a bonus, maybe a guarantee of 6% for 10 years, as well as maybe no cap, so there's no ceiling on off of your gain, and it'll be based off of like the S&P 500.
Is that the only one they use, or do they use any other?
They can use the NASDAQ. They can use.
So these are indexes that we can see in our newspaper every day,
correct.
Right?
Yep. So you can see the performance of your annuity as well.
But what if the market? I mean, let's take a look at what's going on. What if the market crashes and I'm in that kind of a program?
Here's the nice thing about it is there's that floor. So say the guarantee is 6%.
Okay.
You're not going to drop below that 6%. You're going to be at 6, but you get the benefit of. You know, I put all my clients on the S&P 500.
Okay.
So you get the benefit when the S&P 500 increases. So, and they've said in the next 2 years it's going to shoot back up.
Okay, so it's the market's going to rebound I don't believe that, but that's okay. You go ahead and tell me what you believe.
Sure. What I believe is the S&P is going to increase in the next 2 years.
Okay.
Time will tell. We don't know that. We've had this discussion. We'll wait and see.
Right.
Say the S&P 500 goes up. You start seeing a gain off of it. So instead of 6, all of a sudden you're getting 9. There's no cap on it, so you're getting the benefit of the market without the risk of the market.
But what do you mean by the risk? I don't understand. Well, if the market goes up today, then it goes down tomorrow. My money invested out there went down.
Nope.
I mean, I can tell you. The little bit I had, the 50 cents I had in the market, it went down. Okay.
I understand. What happens is once you reach that top point, you're locked into that top point. That's where you're at.
Okay. As Max says, talk to me like I'm a 6-year-old. Okay. I happen to know some of this stuff, but what did you just say to me?
What I said was, say the S&P increases up and you get 9%, you hit that 9% for that year. That's going to be your top point.
So I keep that? I can't lose that?
Correct.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, so in other words, with a you're calling these fixed indexed.
Okay.
So it's fixed, so you know that you don't lose anything.
Correct.
It's indexed to a particular market, okay? So if it's the S&P or the Dow or the NASDAQ, if that goes up and you exceed the guarantee,
correct,
then you get that difference.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But if the market crashes after that's been given to you,
you don't lose it.
You don't lose that.
Correct.
Okay. Here's a question I want to go back to, but a straight fixed annuity just gives me a fixed rate of return, flat return, whatever the company says for so many years.
Correct, just like a CD would.
But here's with a CD, I have to pay taxes on the CD every year. Do I have to pay taxes on an annuity?
Not at all. These are deferred.
So I don't have to take. I don't have to you don't pay have, taxes.
You're not going to get 1099 every year. What it is you can structure them to where you can become up to basically 98% tax free, which is called the annuity exclusion ratio, which doesn't mean anything to our listeners today. It's something.
What's that called again?
The annuity exclusion ratio.
Is this a part of the IRS or whatever?
Yes,
because I don't trust those guys either.
Here's what it is. It's about the only thing the IRS has really done positive for the taxpayers.
Okay.
They've implemented the annuity exclusion ratio to allow up to almost 100% cost basis, meaning you can structure your dollars into an annuity contract to become 98% tax-free. It's called last in, first out. So what it is when it's time for you to take income off of your annuity, you know, 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, they're going to allow you to take out your funds first, the gain second.
Okay, because you said last in, first out. So that would be the interest would be first out, which would be taxable. What you meant, I don't mean to correct you, but I want to make sure that you... Okay. So in other words, I'm taking my money out first,
correct,
which means I'm not taxed, and they do some sort of a formula to do this calculation.
Correct.
Well, so here's a scenario. I need to make, I need an income.
Okay.
And this annuity exclusion ratio and annuities in general, I can't get that benefit with any other vehicle, financial vehicle. Is that right?
If you want to have reoccurring income,
right,
and gain as well,
right?
No.
Okay.
Not guaranteed.
So what you're telling me is just like a CD, I can get a fixed return for a fixed period of time, but it's also tax deferred.
Correct.
So I'm getting compound interest.
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm getting compounding on top of the money I save in taxes. So
correct,
it's almost like double or even triple compounding.
Yes, sir.
So my money's going to grow even faster. And then, let me make sure, I want to go back and retrace this. Then when I take it out, I need to take it out over a period of time, right?
Yes.
To get that benefit that,
correct,
you were talking, whatever that exclusion ratio,
yes,
thing is. So if I take out $100 a month, basically 90-some-odd dollars of that, I don't have to pay taxes on.
You're absolutely right.
Well, that's an interesting scenario.
It is a very interesting
now,
scenario.
Now, and that's guaranteed by the insurance company?
Yes, sir.
Are there any other guarantees that company provides? Or are there any other – is this FDIC protected?
What do I
have there?
It's not FDIC protected. You're protected by a state guarantee association up to about $300,000.
State guarantee, is that who is that? Who's the state guarantee?
The state guarantee is what happens is all the insurance companies pay into this guarantee association to make sure that any insurance company that goes insolvent, that either they pick up the pieces or they're able to fund and pay the policyholders, whether it's life insurance, annuities, any contract that that company that went defunct has, the people get their money back.
So they have that protection there.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is actually stronger than the FDIC right now.
Okay. I read a report the other day that said that there's like a dollar or 75. I don't even know the number. And I'm not in that business anymore, by
right,
the way. So, Brad Carroll, that's funny. It's protected by GM's guarantee. That's good. That the FDIC has like a dollar backing up every $100 in deposits.
Absolutely.
Now, I read something last night getting ready for this portion of the show, that there are what's called legal reserve life insurance companies. Okay, are you familiar with those?
Not really.
Okay. What was interesting there with legal reserve life insurance companies, for every dollar that you put into an annuity, they have to have a dollar in what's called a reserve account.
Right.
So I may have said it wrong,
right,
Scott. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's dollar for dollar protection.
What they have to do is they have to have a certain surplus to business ratio.
Okay.
If they get out of line off that ratio, they have to stop doing business until they get it realigned.
Okay.
It's to protect the consumer.
Okay. So in other words, if every dollar I put in, they've got to have a dollar sitting there to back up my dollar.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
And then what if my dollar grows to another dollar?
They have to grow.
They
as
have
well
to continue to do that also?
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty strong guarantee, if you ask me.
It's self-insurance from the insurance company. It protects them and it
protects you. So unlike GM's guarantee, which isn't anything, it's based upon profits and losses, these folks are basing their guarantees on dollar for dollar.
Correct.
Now, how can they make these guarantees of 1, 2, 3, whatever you were using, or 6%? How can they guarantee that?
Well, they're utilizing multitudes of different products.
Okay.
Do
they buy treasuries? Is that what they do?
They're buying treasuries. They're investing in safe real estate vehicles. You know, multitude of different types of investments that are safe. And they're putting a lot of money into those investments, so they're getting a higher return than what you and I would get if we went out there to invest in those. Because we can invest in the same thing that they are, but they're putting millions of dollars.
Millions in bills. Well, listen, man, my $50 ain't going to do anything.
Exactly.
I'm not going to get a deal by buying a treasury for – I can't even buy a treasury probably for $50. But so these vehicles in this day and age, if somebody is afraid of losing money
– right.
They're terrified of what the market's going to do. And as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, if I'm 60, 70 years of age and I've got $100,000 in the market, which would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds. I'm not a securities guy, folks, so I mean, I'm not licensed to do that. I'm just using those terms. Right. But if they're in those places, they could conceivably move those dollars into a fixed or a fixed indexed. Am I using the right terms?
Yes,
fixed
you are.
Indexed annuity. To protect those money,
right.
Those dollars, know that it's they're not going to lose them, because I can imagine. I mean, I heard somebody tell me the story about the guy's a Walmart greeter. Before, you know, 6 months before that, he was a multimillionaire.
Right.
But he lost all of his money in the market, and now he's a Walmart greeter because he has to work. So had he have moved his money into an annuity or some sort of an annuity, he or she, for that matter, wouldn't have lost all those dollars.
You're absolutely. Here's an interesting story for you. Babe Ruth, I know you're a baseball fan.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth saved all of his money through the Great Depression by investing in annuities.
He moved all of his money into
into an annuity.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that right?
That's how he saved all of his fortune.
That's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. I have to tell you that the fact is today most people don't know. I don't even know. And I did this for 30 years. And I got to tell you, I'm glad to be out of the business. I am. I am so happy. I don't mess with that crap anymore. But I'm glad young guys like you are doing it, because you're almost half my age. And I'm happy that guys like you are doing it and studying this thing. You know, when we come back, if I want to get an income every single month, when we come back, I want you to explain. I know that there's products that you've told me about,
SPIA annuity.
Okay. I want you to explain to the audience what a SPIA is when we come back from the break.
We're coming back next live at MaxWorldLive.com. Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family and America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice. And I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com. You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50, You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MetaFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out, MetaFast Iowa.
Hey, Broad Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over, face reality. Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
Essential bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear Representatives.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888. Go for it.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com.
All right.
15 minutes before the top of the hour and 11 o'clock when Des Moines Local Live comes on. Jonathan Narcisse and Jonathan's Front Porch comes next on MaxWorldLive.com. Scott Turner's our guest today. We're talking a little bit about what is safe investing and where's a place to put money safely and how can you get the best return? Because, man, everybody's pitching right now. Everybody's selling. Everybody's trying to get you to give them their money so we can get this economy back on track. I want to do that too, but I want to do it in the right place. Rooster, you guys are talking about annuities and things like that. What are the best places to save our money and to make money back?
Well, I think Scott's done a pretty good job of explaining that annuities are a very, very safe vehicle, as they call them. But, Mac, you know the reason that you and I are not overly excited about this conversation?
Well, you seem to be excited. It's not my cup of tea. I'm just not a financial guy.
I had to do it for years.
I'd rather talk about sex.
Well, yeah. Thank God we're talking
wouldn't
about...
You Scott, wouldn't you rather talk about sex?
Of course. But when your money's protected, you're more likely to want to have sex.
There you go. That was good. That was a quick answer. I didn't know you were that fast on your feet. Okay. Well, here, you know, the real reason that I don't get overly excited is because I ain't got no money. I'm broke, baby. I got no money. I got nothing to offer. What do you think I'm sitting here with Mac for? I mean, you know, I needed a job, and so I had to come to him. That's the reason he pays me to be on the show.
We get paid for this? We get paid for having this much fun? God,
yeah.
This may be better than sex.
It is better than sex, baby. It is better. It went before we went to the break, Scott, and I realize that for a lot of folks it is a dry subject. But important point here is if you've got money and it's and you're not working anymore, let's talk to those folks that... I remember when I was in the business, I said you had really a few phases in your life. The first phase is the accumulation phase, where you're working, raising your family, trying to save money. And then the second phase of your life, when you hit that retirement date, whatever that may be, 50, 55, 60, 65, I don't know. That's the preservation stage. But I also need income, and I know about these products it's an annuity. Again, that's the subject here, right? Annuities are safe money, right? Called a single premium immediate annuity, SPIA. SPIA. I love these little ways they do things.
Exactly.
How does that work? How is that going to help me?
What it is you put in, say, your $100,000, and it's going to generate, say, $800. And these are just figures off the top of my head. They're not true numbers.
It depends on my age, depends on the interest rate that the insurance company is paying and that type of thing, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so this is arbitrary. All right.
What it's going to do, it's going to pay that out for the rest of your life. And if there's money left over, that's going to be passed down to your heirs.
So, okay, so every one of them the same. They all just go for the rest of my life? There isn't any that pay out for X number of years?
You can have them set up to pay for 5, 10, 20 years as well.
Okay, so and then, all right, if I set one up that pays for 5 years and I die in the first or second year, what happens to the money?
It goes to either your spouse or your beneficiary that's left there to finish out the contract.
Whoever I want to have that money
exactly.
Finishes that out.
Correct.
Okay. Or if I'd just done one that was for the rest of my life and I die 6 months into this, they're screwed.
Correct.
Well, that sucks. So how do I fix that problem?
Well, what I do is I set people up to where it's going to go down, you know, to the different levels of you know, their spouse, their children, their grandchildren, and where it's geared towards that the money is going to continue to flow. So it isn't lost, and it's going to be geared where they're going to continue to reap the benefits.
I'm not sure I understood that exactly. Let me ask you, maybe I need to ask it a little bit better, because okay. Like I said, I haven't been doing this for a number of years, so I'm a little slow in remembering some of this stuff. How can I guarantee myself? I know that an annuity is a safe vehicle. You,
right.
you've told me that. And obviously, in a half hour, 45 minutes, it's hard to cover all of that information. How do I put stuff together where I know for the rest of my life my money's never going to run out, where I know that my wife's going to get it if I die, and if my wife and I pass away, Mrs. McRoberts and I pass away, our two girls get the money. How can I structure my portfolio, I guess? And remember, I ain't got a portfolio, but those that have one out
sure.
there, because I know everybody else out there probably has one. Rooster ain't got one, except for that nest that everybody saw me in earlier. How do I put that together?
Number one, put it in a trust. That's the safest vehicle there. It's going to protect your dollars. Secondly, is the way that you're going to guarantee your income would be what I call a split annuity.
Okay.
That is a safe way to do so. It's going to operate two different ways.
I don't even understand what a split annuity is. So you got, I mean, what do they do? Take it and cut it in half with a chainsaw? I mean, I don't understand.
Here's what you say. Hypothetically, they got $200,000.
Okay.
Take $100,000 into a SPIA to create your income.
Okay. That's that single premium.
And
it's going to send me so much money a month.
Continue your income.
How long is it going to send me money? For the rest of my life, 5 years?
We're going to set it for 10 years.
10 years, okay.
So it sets it up for 10 years. At the second point in time, what's going to happen is...
Go ahead.
You have it set up into a fixed index annuity to where what that's going to do, it's going to accumulate.
Okay.
So what happens at that point in time, when that contract's done, annuitize it, set it back up into another SPIA. So what you're doing is you're creating a cycle, a circle that's going to keep generating income, keep growing again, where you're not losing money.
Okay, let me. I have $100,000. I put money into that immediate annuity that's paying me money each month.
Correct.
And then the other $100,000, and this is a hypothetical, as you said, is in a fixed index
annuity.
Okay, that's going to earn a particular rate of return over the next 10 years.
So hold
on a second. Okay. Let me make sure that I got this right. So the first one, that immediate, is paying me X amount of dollars a month for the next 10 years.
Right.
I'm not using the money out of that fixed that's sitting in an account accumulated.
Absolutely right.
At the end of 10 years, you're saying that $100,000 then grows back to
$200,000.
And then you, as the advisor, come in and pull out the 100 again and start all over again?
Exactly.
So I just keep this perpetual program going every 10 years?
It's a big circle.
Can I do that every 5 years?
Yeah.
Can I do that every 3 years?
I wouldn't recommend it, but you can.
Too short a period of time,
right.
but 5 years, you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, if I know that I can get a guaranteed rate of return, much like a CD, because
right.
I like CDs. They're safe. They're considered a safe money vehicle, obviously. However, you know, some people, there are banks going out of business. But let's just assume from a safe standpoint,
right.
FDIC protected. You showed me where annuities dollar for dollar backing. You showed me where there's some sort of a program in this state, in each state, that allows that person to protect their dollars that insurance companies pay into. Okay, so what did you call that again?
It's a guarantee association.
Guaranteed association. So now I've got some real backing there and the full faith and security of the insurance company. Okay, sure. Kind of like I've got automobile insurance. I hope I don't have a crash, but if I do, that they're going to cover and pay to fix my car. That I can guarantee myself, and I can defer the taxes.
Correct.
Okay. But if I do take money out, I can use some IRS deal that helps me, that most of that money is going to come to me tax-free.
Absolutely.
And I can structure this where I don't lose money. I can get a payment every month for the rest of my life, and I'll never run out of money. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely.
And when I die, that'll go to my wife or vice versa, correct?
Correct.
And that'll go to our heirs,
your kids,
our
well.
Kids, our grandkids, so on and so forth. So that could continue from generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Talk
about leaving a legacy.
So I can leave a legacy. You know, Scott. To me, this sounds like some pretty doggone interesting stuff. And in 40 minutes, because we were talking about some gun control issues, which much more exciting than this stuff. I'm sorry, brother. It's just much more exciting. But you know, it shows us that there are places out there where we can put some funds, especially if we're in a at an age that I am, over 50, and going, you know what, I can't afford. I mean, simply put, I can't afford to have my money someplace where I lose 50% of it.
You know, my
I don't have enough time.
My philosophy is, with all my clients, you guys have worked hard to earn your money. It's time to spend it. But let me show you how to spend it wisely and not lose any while you do.
Okay. Mac, what do you think about that? Should we invest our millions over here? I know you're the one with the millions. That's the reason I came to work for you.
Here's the reason I like Scott. It's because he's not all flash. There's not a lot of sizzle. There seems to be a lot of steak. There seems to be a knowledge of what's going on in the industry. I think it's a boring subject, but if we don't learn from people like Scott, we're going to continue to make poor investments, and we're going to continue to lose the hard-earned money that we make. So, Scott, I appreciate you spending
Absolutely.
Your time and being here today.
Absolutely, me too.
You having me on.
And
but,
you do your own show every once in a while here,
yes,
fill
do.
In and stuff like that, or
yes,
do you have a set time?
Just fill in whenever I can.
Good. Well, you're welcome in Mac's World anytime. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
All right, let's kind of give you some appointments for listening as we move through this first week of June. Tomorrow, on the 3rd, we're going to have Tanya Johnson Fitzpatrick, host of Travelin' On. She's going to talk about some of the great travel deals that are out there right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, if you've got your suitcases packed and you can leave, not at a moment's notice, but 2 or 3 days' notice, you can't believe what's out there. I mean, they're filling planes for free.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they can send somebody to a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Deals abound, and I want to hear about a few because I'm leaving.
That's right. There you go. Also, Michael Letts, the founder of InvestUSA, is going to talk about the U.S. letting its guard down, not only from a financial standpoint, but also from a military standpoint. That's going to be coming up tomorrow. And then as the week goes by, we're going to talk more about health care and the Obamacare steamrolling on, I'm going to love this guy. On Friday, we've got Doug Mitchell, chief brand amplifier for Create Wow Media, the guy that kind of helps us do what we do here. So we've got a great week of radio coming up this week. And more than anything, we appreciate you listening. We love our jobs, and we simply couldn't do it without you. So thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio, but I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, mac@mccoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Pure Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
He would come home after a hard day and just start in on me, you know, like, hey, how was your day? How was school? What you got going on? I mean, it gave me the chills.
My father would drive me all the way to the mall. He wouldn't stop until we were right in front of my friends. And oh my God, when...
I wanted to go to Europe, and he seriously made me get a job to pay for it. And that one time...
He insisted on taking us to the movies, even though he knew Stephen totally worked there and I was totally in love with him. And...
The time I got this wicked, cool scorpion tattoo on my shoulder, not even the whole arm, just the shoulder, and he grounded me for 2 weeks. 2 weeks! And oh yeah.
When I wanted to major in ceramics, because I'm like way good at it, my dad told me I'd have to pay my own tuition. Like, duh. How am I supposed to earn that kind of dough making pottery?
Embarrass them. Horrify them. Freak them out. Don't worry. They'll appreciate it. Eventually. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council. Have you been a dad today? For more information, visit fatherhood.org.